community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Urban Fuse have got a new EP out on June the 1st, and I'm delighted to be joined on the line by Urban Fuse's new king, otherwise known as James. Hello, James.
Hey, how's it going? Appreciate you having me.
Yeah, very good, thanks. Yeah, now how are you in your part of the world? You're in Canada, aren't you? What's it like over there at the moment?
Right now, I'm in BC, and we're kind of just starting like our little four-phase plan to get everything going back to normal. So it's not too bad. We have, like, compared to the rest of the world, we've been doing pretty good, like a proactive job, making sure, you know, nothing crazy is happening. So it's all right over here.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, fingers crossed it all gets back to normal sooner rather than later. Yeah. Okay, James, let's have a little chat about you and your own musical journey first. When did you develop an interest in music?
So basically I've been making music my whole life. I mean, I played sports and everything growing up, and then I was just always into music. It was never like my number one until I actually got to college, and then I decided, because I actually played sport, I actually played football, and then
Football, do you mean like soccer or American football?
American football. Oh, okay. American football. Yeah, so I went to go play American football. And then, I mean, I kept making music, but then I decided, you know, I didn't want to go play pro for American football. So I decided to pursue music full time. And then now I'm just kind of starting my record label and everything here in Canada. And then while still like helping out with Urban Fuse and all that stuff.
Obviously, anybody who's involved in music, there's a lot of inspirations. Who were your inspirations? Who did you listen to while you were growing up?
Growing up, I really liked Michael Jackson. I'm a big Michael Jackson fan. A lot of my influences actually were probably not from hip hop. You know, I listened to like Whitney Houston. Like I listened to all those kind of people growing up. I just had more fun. I thought it was better listening to that kind of stuff, and it really helped increase like my musical taste as far as like what I like to listen to.
Was there any one record that had a big effect on you? Would you say?
I would say I liked Michael Jackson's Man in the Mirror. I think that was a really classic song. I just like, you know, the emotion, just the way like he produced it, everything. That maybe like Thriller, you know, some classics by MJ were definitely something that that definitely influenced me to want to make that kind of music.
Cool. Now tell us a little bit about Urban Fuse. How did you all get together?
So while I was working on my own career, the head person, Susanna, she hit me up and she asked me to do a couple tracks to help out. And so we pretty much, after a few tracks, we pretty much agreed on a partnership where I would continue to do my thing, my career in Canada, and create my label and do my solo career. And then I pretty much just help out. And, you know, it's like a partnership. I help out with whatever I can. And we just, yeah, it's been about a year now since that's happened. And yeah, things are going pretty well, I would say.
Yeah, I mean, I really love the new single, Broke Blues. I've never heard such a great fusion of old school blues and 21st century rap and hip hop. I mean, who came up with the idea for that?
I would say that was definitely Susanna. She really likes to incorporate different genres of music. I'm also a fan of different genres of music, so I was totally on board when I heard that. Yeah, I think it was a good plan. I think, you know, the entire new EP that's coming out has a pretty good blend of different sounds, and I guess that's what we're trying to do, just create a diverse, a new sound, something that hasn't been heard yet.
And that's something that you're going to be looking at doing more of in the future, maybe with different genres as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Not just like in my own career, but just with Urban Fuse, just in general, right? I think going away from the norm is good, because you never know what kind of sound you'll be able to, you know, encounter, what people might like. I know recently with like Lil Nas X and all those guys, you know, discovering, doing the little country style rap and things like that. Mm. You really never know what can gain a lot of traction nowadays, because different is good. Different nowadays, people are looking for that kind of stuff.
Mm. Now you're a songwriter as well. So where do you get the inspiration from to write your words?
A lot of my personal stuff comes from just from personal emotions, I would say, just the way I operate on a daily life, right? I'm a pretty I'm a pretty open individual. You know, growing up was never like too easy for me, so I had to find an escape, and music was always like my way to do that. And so a lot of my things has come from personal experience, just how I feel at the time. I try not to hide who I am, or like, you know, how I am as an individual too much. So that's where a lot of my songwriting, you know, motivation comes from, just being able to, you know, come from my past.
A lot more personal and a lot less, you know, observational, that kind of thing. It's, you're not really sort of trying to put the world to rights as such. It's more about what's in the heart.
Exactly.
You've been quite prolific over the last couple of years. Both yourself and Urban Fuse, there's been a lot of releases. Is that right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I really started professionally, I would say, releasing music. It's a little less than a year now, about a year. I've won quite a bit of contests and got co-signed by quite big producers, and just kind of like continue to gain momentum on that end. And the Urban Fuse, you know, on top of my own stuff, right, continues to release, and I continue to help out with records there. And it's just a good catalog just to keep on building, and just really, really having a lot of content for people to be able to, you know, watch, especially like video side. You know, personally, I really like to shoot videos just for almost every song that I release, just for the visual aspect of it. But yeah, the catalog is definitely growing.
What's the best part about being in a outfit like Urban Fuse?
I think Urban Fuse is really cool just because, you know, I play football, right? So I like the team aspect of things. That's why I'm creating my own team here. And then Urban Fuse is cool because, you know, I get to work with people from different countries, just people I would have never had any reason to contact in the first place, right? So being able to contact and interact with them, you know, learn about different cultures, that's probably the best thing, honestly. I mean, the music's cool. You never know what kind of sounds and stuff you'll get, but it's really being able to just interact with different individuals.
Yeah, and technology makes such a big difference now when you're all spread apart. So, I mean, how has the creative process been these last few weeks? We've all been in lockdown, and have you been able to sit back and carry on writing and talking to the other guys?
Yeah. So basically, it's crazy because ever since this happened, I just kind of took it as a blessing, because a lot of my music career, like, I found out that I realized that, you know, a lot of it is not. It's more so about doing all the extra thing, like shooting, doing videos, you know, getting, you know, doing content, trying to figure out ways to market and stuff. And that takes up quite a bit of time. So actually being able to write music has been a blessing. So I've been really just taking this time to just focus on music. And then I've actually been able to create more content as a result. And then as far as like Urban Fuse, I mean, they're all over the world anyway, so it's not really much different, because you still have to contact through phone and email. So it's been nothing's really changed. You know, yeah. We prepared, like we're kind of ready for anything.
If you're all spread out so far, is there a chance one day that when we're all gigging and going to gigs again, you'll all be able to get together and play live?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that was the original plan this year, to try and figure out a gig and figure out ways where we could get together. But obviously, you know, with everything that's going on right now, that's going to be delayed for a little while. But that's definitely in the future plans.
What else have we got in the future? I mean, you know, we don't know when we're all going to start gigging again, but have you got more releases planned?
Yeah, so with Urban Fuse, you know, we got the Doe Winning 3. That's the new album. That's the new EP coming out. And then personally, I have an album, a solo album coming out in June. And I know, like, you know, we're just going to continue knocking out those EPs on the Urban Fuse side. And then on my end, we're just going to continue to keep releasing content, shooting videos. Honestly, the goal is, you know, when I can't perform, is to continue to garner as big of an online fan base as I can, because, you know, people are paying attention, right? So it's a good time to really harness and really utilize, like, you know, ad spending dollars and things like that to really try and gain momentum for when this is over.
Yeah, if people want to find out more about Urban Fuse, where's the best place to go online?
Urban Fuse, you can just look us up on Instagram. You know, that's where we'll have a lot of our content, and that's just at Urban Fuse Music. Urban Fuse Music on Instagram is good. YouTube, we're on Urban Fuse Music. Just any content, any social medias, we're under that. So you should be able to find us there.
We always find that people have a sort of preferred one, you know, whether it's Twitter or YouTube or Instagram. Yeah. So we'll start with Instagram, Urban Fuse Music, and then it spreads out from there, yeah.
Exactly. You could also find me, like, solo, if you guys ever need to reach me, because I also, you know, represent, you know, Urban Fuse. Is I'm on Instagram at NewKing253. That's NYUKYUNG 253.
Cool. James, thank you very much for having a chat today. It was great to talk about your current projects, and good luck with them, and hope to hear some new stuff from you soon as well.
Cool. Appreciate you guys.